Good morning, good morning. And I hope everyone is having a great Wednesday this morning. Happy New Year's to everyone. This is Just In Time on today's Just In Time pod. I'm going to discuss and have a special guest in the studio. This young man was my last guest on my last show in October when I came to you last time. But this time we come in the new year with new goals. So this morning, on this Wednesday morning, I have John Turntime III. He's a North Crowley left tackle. He's projected to be one of the top recruits in the class of 2026. He's a 4.0 scholar. So, John Turntime, welcome again, the third to the show. I appreciate you sitting down and, just let me pick your brain. So, how everything's been since the last time we talked? John, back in October, I think it was, you was in the middle of your season. So, how did your season turn out?
Yes, sir. Thank you. My season went well. We finished the season off 14-1, made it to the state semifinals. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it to the state championship, but we did pretty well under our head coach, Ray Gates.
Yes, sir. Okay, so who did y'all lose to?
We lost to Duncanville, the team that won state.
So you lost to the defending champs? Okay, well, man, that sounds like you had a pretty good season. So the last time we spoke in studio in October, once again, you was just in the middle of your season. So, once again, congratulations to a great season. And y'all lost, to Duncanville. So now you're back at school. So what sports you got going on right now?
Currently, I'm in off-season for football, and then I'm in-season for track and field. I throw shot put and discus. I'm trying to go to state in that, so I've been working on my technique, working on all that, and trying to get better with football.
Okay, so this shot and discus, is this something that you did since you got to high school, or is this something that you've been doing since you was a youth?
Yeah, I've been doing this since I was in like third, fourth grade. I stopped for like a year, I think, or 2 years, something like that. But then I picked it back up there in middle school. Ever since that, I've been just trying to get better and improve and, yeah, just get better and improve.
Okay. So, since the last time we talked, you was number 10 in your class. Have you moved up?
Oh, we haven't seen our new rankings yet, but I'm pretty sure my GPA did go up.
Okay, so you still got the 4.0?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what's your favorite subject in high school?
Probably English.
English? Why?
I just like to read, and it's not that hard to comprehend, and that's mainly what English is.
Okay, all right. So the last time, we sat in here, you had just had offers by Miami, the University of Houston, Texas Tech, Baylor, TCU, Oklahoma, and SMU. So, but as we talk today, how's the recruiting trip? How's the recruiting season been for you?
It's been great. Yesterday, I picked up 4 D1 offers from schools, Georgia, University, the Bulldogs, Arkansas, California University, and Oregon University. So those are a couple big schools that this week I've picked up a lot of offers. Since last time I was on the show, I had like 8, now I have like 18. So it's picked up a lot and we've only been like back for 2 weeks, and it's already been like a lot of schools coming in, a lot of schools offering me, a lot of schools talking to me.
So that got to be a great and exciting moment for you, man. How are you? Are you feeling pressure?
No, not at all. It's been a great experience taking it all in. All it does, all these offers and stuff, it just motivates me to get more, even more better than I want to be. I just want to keep going to the next level, and I'll never be satisfied.
Okay, so I know you said the University of Georgia, you said the University of Arkansas, University of California, and then the University of Oregon offered you yesterday. So, but The last couple of weeks, last week I think I heard that you got an offer from University of Nebraska, University of Texas A&M, University of Texas San Antonio, and then the University of Tulsa. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, man, you know, once again, that's a great opportunity that, you know, that you're going to have, you know, being able to pick the school that you want to go play football. Not just football, you know, would you been a student athlete, also continue your studies. You know, like this past weekend, I heard that you took a trip to the University of Texas on a all gas, no brakes 2025 junior day. You know, with you being a sophomore going into your junior year, how was that experience this weekend, you know, from time you left home to the time you got down there?
It was a great experience. I love the city of Austin. I love going to the university. We had a great time. I went to the Baylor versus Texas game. It was a great game, a little bit close game too. And then I got to tour all the facilities and things they have at the school. I met most of the coaches and stuff. So it was a great experience and pretty cool time.
Okay, well, and then you say you met the staff. So how was that experience, meeting the staff and, you know, them telling you that, you know, they look forward to, you know, maybe one day you being a student athlete at that school. How did that feel, you know? How did the staff make you feel, though?
I felt great. I had already met Coach, one of the head coach and then the offensive coordinator.
Coach Flood?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was just good seeing them again. Good to start building a relationship with these coaches and see how it goes and see which ones I connect with the most. That's really what I was just going into with the mindset.
What, building a rapport, relationship?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Well, that's important, you know. Just also, like I said, researching the programs and making sure that, you know, if you say you want to be a neurosurgeon, that they have that pre-med pathway that you're able to take advantage of, and it won't compromise you and your sport that you love so much. So you got a lot of research ahead of you, man. You know, how's your family feeling, you know?
My family feeling very proud, very excited for me to see out there how this new journey is to go. I know they're really, really trying to protect me in this new journey that I'm in, so appreciate that.
Okay, how you gonna deal with the, you know, with the people who say, you know, maybe you don't deserve these offers? I mean, I know it may not ever come up, but I live in a real life world, and I just want to hear how you gonna deal with some people who feel like you don't deserve the offers.
At the end of the day, I have them. I'm who I am. I'm not gonna let nobody tell me what I'm not. And what I am, I'm only gonna tell myself that if they have a problem with what I got going on, that's just, I'm not even gonna entertain what they got going on.
But you know, now you go get people best though, you know what I mean? When you go to camps, you know, people go wanna call you out, they gonna wanna see why these schools, you know, offered you. And you know, word is on the street, you got some hella fire game, fam. Against some of the best players in the state of Texas. So, you know, so do you think about these things, or are these some of the things that you think about as you go through this process?
I try not to think of too much of the future, because I feel like it just, if we get worried so much of the future, we'll forget what's right in front of us.
Okay.
So I take it day by day, work hard. I just know that I work hard next day, be 1% better than I was the day before. And that's really the goal. That's really the mindset I have. The future is gonna come. It's gonna be there. Hopefully, and so I don't try to dwell too much on it.
Okay, you know, we live in this world of social media. You're not really a social media guy. So how are you handling those things?
Really try to be a lot on Twitter, because that's a lot of the coaches and college recruiting stuff that happens. So my brother helps me with my Twitter, my dad, my mom, they all help me with my stuff and getting my stuff out there and stuff. But yeah, I just try to I don't know. I don't post too much about it. I'm not the type of guy to post social media stuff and all. I just put enough on there where I can get my exposure out there and things.
Okay. So, you know, once again, this is just one of those questions. You know, we live in a world where everybody's all about the stars.
Yeah.
But like I told you, we all about that work. So how you go to, you know, are you concerned with getting in the stars as you go forward?
No, not really. I have many opportunities. These stars, they don't matter really to me. Oh, I mean, to me, it doesn't matter if I have them. If I don't, it'll be good, cool thing to have, because it's just like, why not? But then they won't even tell. They won't show how player I am, my character, who I am as a person. They won't show none of them. Just yellow stars, man. At the end of the day, if I have them right now, I'm still be a dog, still be a player I am, and still have the offers I have.
Well, I know you got to get to school. So if it was some young kids that you had right now in front of you, and you know, and you could, and they want to be, got aspirations and dreams of playing football and maybe being successful like you have been successful so far, what would you tell those young men that's sitting in front of you, looking you in your face?
I would tell them, I would say, find something you're passionate about and just commit to that. You may not at first, give it some time. Don't just automatically think a year is enough time to be committed. 2 years, give it some time, and then you'll see your success happen. Success happens in different ways. If you're a football player and you don't have these offers, but you're a good player, it's gonna happen. You have to wait your time. If you're any sport player, you're not seeing like progress or something, I believe if you work hard, it's gonna happen. You gotta give it time. Don't worry too much about what other people are doing. Just worry about what you have and what you're doing and your goals, and you'll be successful.
Well, thank you so much for that. And to all the young men out there, you can't substitute hard work. No matter the stars you get, hard work always will be the last answer and the last medicine to your success. John, I hope you have a great day. Thank you again for being in the studio. You went from 8 to 18. God said you only need one, so good luck in your next 2 years being healthy and staying healthy. Enjoy your spring sport, track and field, and good luck, and hopefully you make it to state. God bless you. Appreciate you. God bless. You listen to Justin Tyne on this beautiful Wednesday, yo. Y'all go out and have a great year. Go out and have a great day. Be blessed. Count your blessings. Justin Tyne. Peace.